Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela De Santiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Hi, everyone. Today, we have Megan Vello here with us, and we're going to talk about some of working mom and stay-at-home mom grief or struggles and how, I guess, they're different, but still kind of the same. So I'm going to hand it over to you if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I just love talking about all things mom, so I'm happy to be here to talk about this specific topic. Yeah, I'm Megan Vello. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I live in the Central Valley of California, so I treat California moms. I'm all virtual right now, so I can see people all over in California and it just works. And that is one of the very, very, very few blessings that COVID gave us, which is that it made telehealth super popular and very accessible. So that's been a great thing for people just to be able to access it from their own home. So I do all telehealth right now, but I also just try to reach as many moms as I can through Instagram and just trying to break the stigma about mental health with moms. So I am a mom of two. I have a almost 2-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. So I'm kind of in the thick of it, but a little bit out of the postpartum, period right now. So yeah, just doing the mom thing and working a little bit on the side as well. So I kind of have the stay-at-home mom and the working mom, both of those roles right now.
Which it's funny that you say that because I feel like that is such a big thing ever since COVID happened, right? You had a lot of moms that had to, well, pretty much every mom had to work from home while they watched their little ones. And now you see that still kind of continues because moms are just superheroes and can figure things out and know how to balance it. So
totally.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into this. So I want to just start off with stay-at-home mom struggles. And I recently had an episode come out where it was me and another podcast mom that talked about the struggles with being a stay-at-home mom. And I know that it sounds like we're complaining, and you know what, you could call it that, it is complaining, but I think the reality is that it doesn't matter what role you have struggles, whether you work or you're stay-at-home or you are a working mom that stays at home.
Totally. Yeah, I think with the stay-at-home mom thing, the struggles really are your job never stops and starts. You know, there's no ending, really. There's a bunch of stuff out there on Instagram that says, like, the average mom works from, like, 6 a.m. to, like, 8:30 p.m. and, you know, how much time that actually is. And so I think that's a really hard struggle for a lot of stay-at-home moms is knowing, like, I am off the clock. I'm off of work. Like, there is no off of work for stay-at-home moms. There's no decompression period a lot of times, and that makes it really hard. I think for stay-at-home moms, our window of tolerance in terms of our emotional regulation is tested a lot more because we are home with kids that are needing us a lot. And I always like to use this kind of analogy, like if you were at work and your boss was yelling at you the whole day or having meltdowns or crying, or like you'd make them a project and they'd say like, I didn't want that project, I wanted this project. Like, that's really what being a stay-at-home mom is like, is just constant chaos. And there's obviously so many blessings that go along with it. But if we're just focusing on the struggles, I think the emotional regulation and just the not really having a clear break in your job can be probably two of the most difficult things.
So I love that you mentioned you can't take a step aside to decompress. You are never off the clock because I call my son my boss. He is, right? But he doesn't care if I get a break. He doesn't care if like I didn't have a minute to eat. Like, he needs me and that's my priority. So it is a lot harder to be able to take those breaks to just decompress or take a breather.
Regulate yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very, very different than the struggles that working moms have. And I just do want to, before we go into this, I want to say, like, if you are a stay-at-home mom by choice, that's great. I know that there are many moms out there that don't have this benefit. So if you are a working mom because you have to go to work, or you want to. I think that's also great. With that, I want to jump into those struggles. Like, what are the struggles that you would see with a working mom?
I want to touch on just one more briefly with the stay-at-home mom that I was just remembering that I wanted to mention is that a lot of times those of us that are staying at home have part of our heart that wants to be working. There are some moms that are very content with being at home, and that's amazing too. And I want to say that as like a whole caveat of this whole discussion of just like my belief is that hard is hard and everybody's hard is unique to them and valid. And so as we have this discussion, we're not minimizing or saying this is hard or this is less hard. And I think that's so crucial in the mom community because there is a lot of comparison sometimes. I think if we just supported each other more and kind of just said, yeah, that sounds really hard. Working is hard, staying at home is hard, we could have a lot more support and not feel so much judgment. So yeah, that being said, I think for those of us that stay at home, some of us, that's our passion and that's what we are want to pour our whole lives into. And there's part of us that feel like we've maybe put a part of us on pause as we are home with our kids. And I think that can be another really big struggle for some women at home as well. That guilt of not bringing in an income or just putting their professional life on hold, definitely a struggle.
Yeah, and I think that you made some really, really good points because even though many moms, like I myself, have chosen to stay home and I have also now started my own little side business, but yeah, I have that guilt of like, well, I'm not bringing home an income, but if I was working, I would have that guilt of like, I get to miss out on my son's experiences with his first step, his first time calling, whatever. So there's, yeah. There's challenges in either one, and you want a little bit of both. Actually, you want it all. I want it all.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you don't want to miss anything, and you also want to be able to like flourish in your own professional interests as well.
Yeah, I just want the government to pay me for being a stay-at-home mom.
Yes, totally. Creating or building up the future of America. There should be a financial benefit to that. Totally.
So, with working moms, what are the struggles
Yeah.
here?
Yeah, with working moms, I think you nailed it. I mean, missing out on things, not being home as much with them is definitely one of the biggest struggles. That guilt of leaving your children with other people is, I would say, probably number one that I see of just like, I want to be around them more. I want to be experiencing things more. I want to be at their school events or pick up drop offs, all those things that you might not get to be a part of. There's a huge weight that a lot of moms, not all moms, some moms feel comfortable about that and they don't have guilt. So, but some moms do feel that kind of guilt of, I just wish I could be home more and experience more with my kids. I'd say that's probably the most taxing. But I also know that, like, when another struggle is with working moms, is they have a whole other area of their life that they have to tend to. So the mental load does grow a little bit when you are a working mom because you're balancing so many different tabs open. And so you're kind of split. And I think there's a lot of guilt with that too. One thing that I also talked with my friend about who works full time is they feel guilty if they want to go out and see their friends after work or they have a work event after because the time with their kids is so precious that it's hard to say yes to social events because there's that guilt of missing out on even more time with them. So I think that's a very unique struggle as well.
I wouldn't have even thought of that. But you know what? I feel guilty when I have my in-laws come and hang out with my son because I'm like, I don't want to miss out on that activity with him. So, yeah, you're always kind of missing out on something. So no matter what you do, you have that guilt.
Yeah, mom guilt is real. Like I said, hard is hard, and everybody feels the mom guilt in some way.
So then what is a way to find balance for each of these? And I know it's probably going to be a little bit different for working moms and stay-at-home moms or a working from home stay-at-home mom. What are some like easy tips to be able to walk away with and use to find that balance?
Yeah. I just want to put out a little disclaimer. As a therapist, I'm not giving any kind of specific advice to anybody listening. This is not replaced therapy. So I just want to preface that if guilt, mom guilt, really is a struggle for you, seeking professional help is a great idea because you can really process your unique experience, and be able to get some individualized support. But if we're generally speaking, I think one of the biggest things, if we're talking about stay-at-home moms, is just being able to have a time in your day or a time at the end of your day where you in your mind are allowing yourself to be off. So that might mean like after the kids go to bed, if you're thinking like I still need to fold the laundry or I need to, do this or that, it's really being able to just point to the, allow yourself like this is my off time. I'm going to allow myself to rest and recharge and recover, and utilizing that time, the rest, recharge, and recover time to be actually healing to you. I know we all scroll, and I've seen a lot of the Instagrams that say like I'm avoiding sleep because I just want me time. And so let's like really make that me time therapeutic and actually life-giving to us.
That's a very good point that yes, you like didn't get any time for yourself. So then you end up staying up later because you just want to, I don't know, take a few minutes to watch a show or maybe read a book. But then you wake up exhausted because you were up until 11 and now you have to be up at 5, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, mamas, are you someone who's 35 plus and struggled with fertility, endured a miscarriage, experienced heartbreaking fostering or adoption challenges? Or were perhaps flat out told by a doctor that you will never conceive naturally, and despite the odds, eventually found your happy ending by becoming a mama? Join us as we lean in advanced maternal age topics like geriatric celebrity mamas and how they conceived, birth stories, experiencing loss, finding mom friends in your 40s, being a mompreneur, and all the things our listeners want us to share. So find us, geriatric mamas, on your favorite podcast platform. Tune in and send us your journey to advanced maternal age motherhood. We would love to feature your story on a future Geriatric Mamas episode.
So just giving yourself that clear, like, this is me time, I'm off duty now. And I think just having a communication with your partner or spouse and just saying like, hey, I really need like an hour over the weekends or an hour at night to just be by myself or go do something. I know for me personally, I try to go to yoga at 8 p.m. And so my husband will know like I'm going to sneak out and he's going to maybe finish bedtime. And that 8 p.m. hour is set aside for me. And I'm thankful for my studio to have those classes even at 8 p.m. because that's late, but they work so well for me to be able to get out and have me time. So I think finding something like that where you know you're going to get that break in some time during the week is really important.
So for moms, would you say that this also goes for like moms that are working from home, have support, but they're also in the home with them? So I think it's kind of, I would imagine it's a little bit harder for them to separate that, right? Because you have your little one with a caretaker that's not mom, and then mom is just in another room. So you might be able to like hear a little bit of what's going on and right. So how do you find that balance? Because like the minute that you are done with work, you leave your office, obviously your little one is probably going to want to be with you, but you're not ready to all of a sudden sit down and do the next task. You need to, again, like decompress.
Yeah, and I can totally speak to this because I work from home and my kids are sometimes here, sometimes at my parents, but definitely noise canceling headphones is crucial, I think, for just like it's really hard to be in work or to be focused on something. I mean, I'm meeting with clients and so to hear like kids screaming or whatever or laughing even, just knowing you're missing out, like those things are really hard. So I think noise canceling headphones is great, but if we're just talking practically too, I think when you're off, I think taking even just 10 minutes, and there might be a little bit of guilt there, but the idea is like if you're able to like take a breather, maybe meditate or pray or journal or listen to a song or do something that you feel like is going to kind of close that day for you, the work day, help you be regulated so you can go into spending time with your kids much more centered and available and feel like you actually got the drive home, because that's a hard thing to miss out on.
So we kind of already touched on the fact that like we want a little bit of both, right? I feel like a lot of moms want to be able to have some sort of, whether it's work or maybe not work, but have some sort of income. And then you have moms at work that maybe want to be able to stay home. So given the current role that a mom has, what are some ways for them to be able to feel content and satisfied in the motherhood role that they have? While you still are kind of craving that other one.
I think just reminding yourself that this season is temporary. I know that's been a huge thing for me is I want to build a business and I want to reach women and I want to work with women, but I know what I can and can't do right now. So I think sometimes we freeze when we have that like overwhelming of like there's so many things I want to do, so many professional things. And then we just end up doing nothing because it feels overwhelming with the amount of time that we have. So I think making small goals of like, I'm going to work on, doing X, Y, or Z, or building this, or studying this, or reading this book, or getting this certification. I think that helps just the small goals of n letting you know that you're working towards something for yourself in the future. That doesn't maybe mean that you're going into the office and working, but you're taking the steps to maybe create that life for you when your kids are all in school.
Yeah. And I feel like you kind of made a very valid point that when we think of work, we think of like you're going into an office, you're going somewhere, but sometimes it might just be, like you said, you're working towards something, whether that is creating a business or whether, a mom is an influencer, like they work from home and they're constantly on their phone and having to create the content, but that's still work, right?
Yeah, totally.
I did have a question from a listener, Lauren, who's a working mom and she's currently on maternity leave. So she brought up the fact that she has recently extended her leave, but she feels guilty because her work needs that coverage. That would be her role. But, at the same time, she wants to be home with her little one for, like everyone does.
Yeah, totally. I empathize with her too so much as well. I think in America, I'm just speaking from my own opinions that we don't have enough postpartum care. We don't get enough postpartum time. So many different other countries are doing it differently. And I think it's just so crucial for maternal mental health to have as much time as you really need to bond with baby, to recover, to work on your mental health to get to a good place. And I think I went back too soon with my daughter, and I really struggled after that, after going back. So that's really what I can speak to is if you're not feeling ready, then you probably aren't. And it's so important to listen to ourselves and our doctors when they're saying you need some extra time. In terms of the pressure from work, let me talk to him. No, I'm just kidding. But I think it's so important for you to remember that like you are replaceable at that job, but you're not replaceable for your kids. And
Oh my
just
gosh, I
remembering
love
that.
that. That is so true. It's so hard to, I think that as a mom, you have it really hard because you're definitely judged, I think, in the work setting as far as like, well, is she going to have kids right now? Does that mean like they're going to put work on the back burner or, right?
Totally.
So you kind of are limited in a way of being able to advance. But then there's moms that are like, or just women in general, I want to succeed and have goals to be in a high role, but also want to be moms. So.
So I just think it's so important that you really think, even though they're pressuring you, they will figure it out for the next 6 weeks that you have off, or 8 weeks, or up to a year, or however long you get off, that they will figure it out, and you will figure out being a mom in a much better way than if you were to go back. And so lean into that. And I'm so happy she got the extension because sometimes it's hard to get those. So I'm happy she was able to do that and just kind of savor that time. One last thing that I did want to talk about with an extra tip of but for moms at home and moms who are working, of balancing some of this guilt is just when you're off, be off. So a lot of times when we're off, like taking a shower or with friends or whatever it might be, driving in the car alone sometimes feels off, like feels like we're off of our duties. I think it's important that we honor that time as time that we are not needed. A lot of times we are our thoughts are being driven by the guilt and or the mental load. And I think if you're in the shower for 10 minutes and you're feeling guilty that you're taking a shower, really trying to work on that self-talk and saying like these 10 minutes are for me. I'm gonna think about like what shampoo I want to use, or like do I want to take an everything shower, or like what is going on here for me that I can take care of myself. So when you're off of mom duties, be off. Allow yourself to be off. Give yourself permission to be in those moments because they're so important for our mental health.
I love the everything shower.
Totally. Such a treat.
Very rare, but yes. Oh, well, thank you. And my last question, do you have any other tips, suggestions, or recommendations, or anything that would be helpful for a mom out there that is just struggling with the current role that they're in, wanting a little bit of the other role that they maybe don't have?
I think A, just being honest with where you're at, like acknowledging, not trying to force yourself into being like, this is okay. It's okay. If it doesn't feel okay, that's all right. Let's be honest. If nothing is permanent, so if what your situation is not working out, I know it doesn't work for every family to have someone at home, but maybe the role you're in isn't the right role or something. So just reminding yourself that nothing is permanent. Seeking professional help if you really are struggling with that guilt, the anxiety that probably comes with that, finding a therapist. And I just think as a mom community, rallying around our friends that are working and rallying around our friends that are staying at home and just giving them permission to have really hard feelings about their situation and just saying, it's okay. I love you. I'm here for you. And I understand how that would be a struggle for you. We need to be more supportive.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time talking
Yeah, thanks
about,
for having me.
this is such a, I love just talking about these different roles because even you did mention that moms tend to compare. It's hard not to be like, well, I wonder what it would be like if I did this or if I was that. And I always say to any of my working mom friends, like, I am so impressed because I just don't know how, like, I would be put together. I feel like it's hard for me to get my day started and put together before 9, and 9 is usually like, okay, now we can get out the door and do a walk. So, and then I wake up at 5:30. So I'm just like so impressed with working moms at the fact that they're able to balance this two
Totally.
little lives or more.
Yeah,
There's
for sure.
all right. Well, if I will have all your info linked in the show notes if anyone wants to reach out. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.